One other thing about neoadjuvant therapy before you continue on with this patient, you know, there have been trials in this strategy of looking at proliferation before and after hormonal therapy, and I think there's a big trial looking at that. Can you talk about that strategy, and is that in any way worked into your study?
Yeah, so Mitch Dowsett and colleagues in London have been very interested in the change in the proliferation rate with endocrine therapy as a predictor of long-term result. And what they've shown in some very nice neoadjuvant clinical trials is that if the Ki-67 level drops in the first couple of weeks with endocrine therapy, suggesting that the tumor is really sensitive to endocrine treatment, that the longer-term prognosis is very good. And so that's a nice surrogate for beginning to tease out tumors that are very sensitive to endocrine therapy, and by contrast, identifying tumors where there's less sensitivity and they might still need chemotherapy. With the CDK4/6 inhibitors, it's a little trickier because the nature of the mechanism of action of the CDK4/6 inhibitors is that they stop cell proliferation. And so as long as the patient is on the medication, you almost always see a dramatic drop in the Ki-67 level with treatment in the first couple of weeks. What we don't know as yet if that is going to be a long-term biomarker of success with these drugs, or it's simply sort of a mechanism of action picture which tells us that they're taking the medication and it's going to render moot some of the more subtle interpretations of those changes.
Are you looking at anything like that in your study?
We do. So in this trial, the so-called PELOPS trial, which is the neoadjuvant and endocrine therapy this patient was on, there are biopsies at baseline and then again at between 2 and 4 weeks to look exactly for those changes.
Oh, that's really cool. So can you talk about, she then went for surgery and kind of what the next step is? And I'm really curious. I have some bets in my own mind about how you treated her, but let's see.
Right. So she had a moderate clinical response, as we'd said. It went from around 12 centimeters to around 6 or 7 centimeters. And at the time of surgery, she had a fair amount of residual disease in the breast. 6 centimeters of residual carcinoma, still low grade, still ER and PR positive. And there was metastatic cancer in 2 out of 15 of her axillary nodes. So this is a case where there was a good but not a great or dramatic clinical response.